is remote. As we've reported, Sudan and Israel have agreed to normalize relations in a U.S. brokered deal which ends decades of hostility. Sudan was technically at war with Israel since that nation was founded in 1948. Sudan is now the fifth Arab nation to forge diplomatic ties with Israel. Here's how different parts of the world are reacting. U.S. President Donald Trump is happy. He tweeted that it was a huge win for the U.S. and for peace in the world. Germany welcomed the deal as a boost to stability in the Middle East. Egypt's president said on Twitter that he welcomed the efforts. Egypt is a U.S. ally whose country became the first Arab nation to make peace with Israel back in 1979. Palestinian leaders strongly condemned the deal, like they rejected Israel's normalization deals with the UAE and Bahrain, signed in Washington last month. And the Islamist movement Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, called it a, quote, political sin. Iran mocked Sudan, saying it had paid a shameful price to be removed from America's phony blacklist. This is a reference to Sudan's removal last week from the U.S. list of states which sponsor terrorism. Iran is still on that list. Egyptians voted on Saturday in a parliamentary election in which there was little doubt of a sweeping victory for supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The election will be held in two phases, with the first covering 14 provinces on Saturday and Sunday. The second, in November, will cover 13 provinces, including the capital, Cairo. Final results are expected in December. And Zimbabwe has launched a second stock exchange to trade solely in foreign currency, state media reported on Saturday. Known as the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange, the new market is a subsidiary of the main one in Harare. It will start trading on Monday, according to state-run media.